Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are a regular listener to this program, you know how important the topic of education is to our state's business community. Gaining traction with some leaders that are looking to reform our education system is the Montessori method of early childhood education. And Barbara Irvin is the director of Montessori education at Lander University in Greenwood, South Carolina. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Tell us about the program there, first of all, at Lander University.
We have had a Montessori program at Lander for about 15 years now. We have certification levels at the early childhood for ages 3 through 6, as well as for the elementary levels 1st through 3rd and then 4th through 6th grades.
And the Montessori teachers that are graduating from your program, do they go to public, private Montessori schools?
They go to both. The undergraduate level is for the early childhood only, and then our elementary program is at the graduate level. And we have teachers who have been longtime teachers in public schools who come when their school districts are adding Montessori. And then we've also had a number of teachers who teach in private schools across the state.
And for our listeners who do not know what Montessori is, tell us about that.
Oh, that's the hard one to answer. Montessori is a method of education developed by Dr. Maria Montessori, who was an Italian physician. Early in her medical career, she became involved with children with special needs and became interested in serving them educationally. So she investigated methods of education, special education, and developed a curriculum, which then she later implemented with younger children as well. It began to spread throughout Italy and then across the world.
And how prevalent is the Montessori method in our state?
In our state, we are considered a leader nationwide. We have over 6,000 children attending public Montessori classrooms in South Carolina, ages 3 through 8th grade.
Do we know the private number?
I don't know the exact number of children enrolled in private schools, but there are a number of private schools that have been in existence since the early to mid-60s, and they're continuing to thrive and grow.
And I mentioned in my introduction that leaders across our state who are looking at education reform are looking at Montessori. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the reasons that it is interest to people in the business sector is that Montessori really does build those 21st century skills that we talk about, this idea of collaboration, innovation, a willingness to take responsibility for your own learning, self-direction. So all of those attributes that we feel are going to be very important for our workforce, Montessori nurtures and builds those in children.
And I understand you have a summit on this topic coming up.
We do. On September 11th at Lander, we are sponsoring a summit on Montessori education in the public sector. We are going to have several keynote speakers, one of whom is Molly Spearman, our superintendent of education. She will be present giving opening remarks, as well as Dr. Keith Weiscarver and Dr. Jackie Cosentino, who are at the Center for Montessori in the Public Sector, who are both Harvard-educated specialists in Montessori education and have a vast store of knowledge about Montessori across the United States.
And this is an all-day event?
It is. It begins at 9 and ends at 4. It will begin in the morning with our keynote speakers, and then in the afternoon, after lunch, which is provided in the registration fee, there are going to be some breakout sessions led by administrators at public Montessori programs from around the state.
And is this open to anyone, or strictly you're looking for teachers, school administrators?
It's really geared for anyone. Our target audience are school administrators, school board members, and parents, both in areas that have thriving Montessori programs and those that don't have Montessori programs but are curious to learn more about it.
You also sent me a link to a Wall Street Journal article about Montessori. Share with us a couple of highlights from that.
Montessori has gotten a lot of attention lately because some of the graduates of Montessori programs, such as the founders of Google, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, they are Montessori graduates, and they actually attribute their passion for innovation to those qualities that they gained when they attended Montessori schools.
Well, Barbara, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Barbara Irvin is Director of Montessori Education at Lander University in Greenwood, South Carolina. We will have a link to her department at Lander posted at our website, as well as a link to the upcoming summit so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts, and there we are. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.